News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a number of studies have shown more people are experiencing sleep disorders in recent years. Some academics put it down to stress. Others believe an increase in anxiety among children is disrupting their sleep. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby to examine the impact of sleepwalking.
Part of the brain in all of these conditions is awake, part is asleep. The areas of executive function and decision-making capacity, they may be switched off. So it's really the part of the brain that's awake, it's like a dimmer switch in the wall, that may be slightly turned on, and the part of the brain that's asleep can be slightly turned off. So there can be a variation as to the actions that are taking place.
Dr. John Garvey is a consultant respiratory physician with a specialist interest in sleep disorders. I met Dr. Garvey at St. Vincent's University Hospital, where he told me around 10% of the population will sleepwalk, but only 1% will continue it into adulthood.
To be clear, this is extremely common, particularly in kids. It often doesn't cross a threshold for most people where they seek medical attention, but at times it can, and particularly where it extends into adulthood. People are at risk of causing danger to themselves while they're in bed, or to others. That can range from trying to get out windows to going outside while sleepwalking. I've even had patients who have attempted to drive their cars during sleep.
The HSE says the exact cause of sleepwalking is unknown, but it seems to run in families. I met with 23-year-old Emma and her sister Katie. Emma says she's been known to sleepwalk from time to time.
When I was younger, apparently I did it a lot because my parents would have heard me walking around the house. And then there was a couple of times where we'd go away together as family and we'd be sharing the same room, and it was then when I realised, okay, I actually do this a lot, because we were there for maybe 3 nights and I did it most nights. And then even now I thought I didn't do it anymore because I'm used to sleeping on my own, but when I was away with my friends there was a few nights where I was getting up and just walking around and doing my thing, and like my eyes are open and they're asking me questions and I'm not responding, and sometimes I say things but it's not like in response to their questions, and then just go back to bed.
What would you be known to do? Is it literally just wandering around the room? Have you gone down to the fridge? Have
it's
you walked down the stairs?
More or less just kind of wandering around or sitting up and kind of just looking around, but I don't remember doing this. So I'm just told like the next day that I've done this.
Have you ever been woken up during it? Because they say not to do that.
Never.
And Katie, so you're Emma's sister. Yeah. What's it like when you see your sister walking around the room, her eyes open?
I remember one time we went on holidays and she was on the balcony. Do you remember that?
No.
When you were younger. She was on the balcony and we were very worried. But
that's scary because you're calling her back. And
I know.
I have no idea that I'm even doing this.
We don't want to wake her up or do anything because we're not sure if that's going to upset her or anything. So we just let her do her thing.
And have you ever tried anything, any remedies, any treatments to try and resolve it?
No, I haven't, because I've never really seen it as an issue. I think it's a bit random. It's a bit weird. But I haven't caused harm to myself or others, so I suppose it's not a problem. But that could happen. So
it hasn't affected your life. But if you're going away for a friends weekend, you might have to warn them, guys.
Yeah.
If you see me up and about later.
I have warned them, and I think they still don't expect it to happen, but then it happens and then they're like, what the hell is going on?
When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, or in health terms, stage 3 non-rapid eye movement sleep, then there are numerous methods, remedies and habits that can help. Sheena Dunn is the founder of Siest Sleep, which works with people to improve their sleep.
Sleepwalking is something that people don't really think about until they have someone in their family that starts sleepwalking. It is definitely more common in children.
Is there something that you found in your work that can trigger it, or is it different for everyone?
Your age profile definitely triggers it. It is important if as an adult you suddenly started developing sleepwalking, you should consider talking to a specialist.
So if you or someone you live with sleepwalks, then there are different levels of treatment to consider. Back over at St. Vincent's Hospital, Dr. Garvey shares some advice.
Maintain a safe bedroom environment for themselves and any bed partners that they have. They should also try and avoid stress and avoid sleep deprivation, because they can be triggers with regard to this. And just those simple behavioural measures can help for most people. Rarely it can be triggered by some medications. It can also be triggered by other sleep disorders such as obstructive sleep apnea. So if there is concern, there is benefit to a formal medical assessment at times with regard to this.
Josh Crosby reporting there. Let us know. Is it something that's impacted on your family? 087 1400 106. Tell us your story.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.